Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
I can't get over this John Harbaugh quote on the absence of Derrick Henry after he led a touchdown drive. New England scores. Baltimore gets the ball back with a chance to just end the game, basically. And Derrick Henry is in a jacket on the sidelines, probably a straitjacket by that point. Quote, he should have been in there. Well, why wasn't he? You're the head coach. Good for the Steelers, I'll tell you that much. And boy, Brian Baldinger is breaking down their blocking on these touchdown runs by Warren. And wow, just everybody over on that side of the ball. Mount Washington, Jonnu Smith, Dylan Cook, everybody over there is just opening up a beautiful, beautiful alleyway for Jalen Warren, who then showed, he had two runs in about 15 minutes of time that were longer than Najee had in his whole career. Not just touchdown runs, but runs in general. Anyway, it's very emotional. Bob has left after an hour today. He had a previous commitment and limits. We had a gift exchange, and he received a toddler Kenny Pickett jersey that actually fits him.
It did fit, yes. It fit right over my head like it was a hat.
And everybody's pretty emotional about that. Plus, there's the opening of the show. And for the first time in a long time, I envision the Steelers as a possible Super Bowl team. Like it's within my realm of reality that that could happen. Limits, they could play an AFC championship game at home, by the way. They could play two playoff games at home and then the AFC championship. Did you know that?
Yeah, depending on what happens with the Bills and Houston, who are viable teams in the playoffs. I mean, Houston has the best defense in the NFL.
Let me give you a
scenario. Buffalo, I think, has the best chance to get to the Super Bowl of any AFC team.
Yeah. Let me give you a scenario. If the season ended today type scenario, the Chargers come here. Let's say the Chargers or the Broncos, whoever wins that last game of the season, banged up from across the country, comes here to face a potentially rested Steeler team in round one. Steelers win. The other matchups, you would have either Denver or the Chargers on a bye, perhaps playing the Houston Texans or the Buffalo Bills, the one seed. What I'm saying is the one seed could play the Texans or the Bills the next week, depending on how the first weekend shakes out, right?
Very much possible, yeah.
So if there's three teams seeded lower than the Steelers, and they're three pretty darn good teams right now, the Chargers, Bills, and Texans.
I could definitely see, like, let's say it is Denver. we saw their flaws on full display in yesterday's game against Jacksonville. Jacksonville, I think, exposed some things about Denver. They're a very good team, don't get me wrong, but they're definitely not beatable, like the winning streaks that Denver and New England also had. Buffalo did the same thing with New England, and they almost blew it last night. It took another Baltimore collapse, their 12th with a double-digit lead. What, under Harbaugh in the fourth quarter? That they blow?
They've had a bunch.
Stunning.
That's like since 2020.
Yes.
They've had double digit or close to it leads like that that they've blown. Anyway, that's the long and short of it. Your turn at 412-928-9370. Have I lost my mind? I'm not predicting it yet that they'll go to the Super Bowl. I'm envisioning it. And I never thought I would. I haven't in a long, long time. But when you have a quarterback who's on a heater like that, an offensive line that suddenly has taken a leap. You have a real running game. You seem to have enough weapons. And you had a defense that did some steel curtain stuff yesterday. Now, yeah, the Lions got hot. Goff got hot in the fourth quarter. But these are the types of numbers you used to see way back when. A really good running back like Earl Campbell would come here for the AFC title game and finish the game with 16 yards on 14 carries. Or O.J. Simpson would come here for a playoff game and have 32 yards on 19 carries. Jahmyr Gibbs is a legitimately great player. He had 2 yards on 7 carries. That's crazy. Limits, let's go to the lines, shall we?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's go to Natalie. Natalie was at the game. She's driving back.
Good morning, Natalie.
Hey, guys. Merry Christmas. Happy Victory Month.
You too. What's going on? We're having a little trouble hearing you.
Yeah, hold on one sec, guys.
That's okay. Be careful, Natalie,
can you hear
please.
Me? Yeah,
yes.
I'm ready to get off the turnpike here. I'm about like 90 minutes away from Northside. But anyways, happy Victory Monday. Joe, yes, you have lost your mind, unfortunately. I don't think we're Super Bowl contenders.
Wow.
Not yet.
You went there and watched it in person, Natalie. Yes, they beat a very good team that was desperate.
Oh, my gosh, desperate. And I do want to say I like Donnie Football. We've been doing these away trips forever.
Did you see Donnie Football in Detroit?
I swear I think I did see him and his friends up at 8 Mile. I kid you not.
He was there, and he spent time with the Batconian Mongoose, Brian Batko. So two guys.
I saw some pictures posted, yeah.
They had a wonderful time, and apparently so did you.
No, we had a blast. Listen to my voice. I mean, it was absolutely a great atmosphere. Detroit fans are honestly amazing. I would go up there and watch the Pirates and Tigers right next door. They were really, really good and very, very accommodating to us. And defense definitely showed up. They definitely showed up there. I honestly am going to say this too. I love TJ Watt. I was not a fan of paying him $41 million, was not. And they're doing absolutely fine without him.
Well, that's true right now, but I think to get where they want to go, they're going to need T.J. Watt back in the fold. Which team in the AFC scares you, Natalie, if you don't think that the Steelers, you can't even envision them getting to a Super Bowl? Which team?
Right.
Which team's unbeatable out there in the AFC for you?
Houston's going to be tough if we have to face them, I think. Houston, yeah. Denver's falling apart a little bit. And I love Mike Vrabel up in New England.
That was a huge win for them last night. I appreciate the call, Natalie. You're a loyal fan, not only to the fan, but to the Steelers to drive to Detroit limits. How about that?
Yeah, very loyal. Just like Donnie and the Nasty Boys.
Did you hear any reports from Donnie in Detroit? Did everything go well for him?
Donnie didn't text me, so he must have been just completely buzzing with excitement. So then just so preoccupied by the game, but the pictures that I saw looked very entertaining.
Did you see he found the mongoose? And
yes,
yeah,
in the wild.
In the wild. That was something else. Donnie said it was one of the best games he's ever seen in person. I can't imagine that it wouldn't have been. You know,
well, I mean,
it was one of the best games I've ever seen on TV.
Could you imagine that ending going your way, especially when the Carl Cheffer says, the rolling on the field is a touchdown, but hold off, everybody. Hold off. Don't celebrate yet.
Yeah, I didn't think of that. They didn't have the benefit of like watching the broadcast. So if you're in that building, you legitimately thought the Lions won when he said that.
Yeah, no doubt.
Next.
Here is our guy, Robin West Mifflin, that we met at the karaoke event on Wednesday.
Good morning, Rob.
Morning, Joe. I missed you, man. I came down to see you. You wasn't even there, man.
I left after I met Emmanuel from Carnegie. I thought we have we ever met each other in person?
Yeah, but you probably won't remember, man. It was years ago down at Hard Rock Cafe. I think he was down there with, was it Chris Mack?
Chris Mack, yes. We used to do shows before Steeler games.
Yeah, and I was supposed to come back down there, I think, and bring y'all some Duquesne Little League football T-shirts.
Yes. I met you, yes.
So brought me a beer and everything in there. Y'all was the only ones in there. I think I came straight from work going overtime on like a Saturday.
I do remember that because we were the only ones in there. What's on your mind?
I'm with you, man. No disrespect to Ms. Natalie, but everybody got their opinion. But, I mean, this is a wild season. The AFC is, like, really up for grabs, Joe. Like, seriously, like, I mean, I watch a lot of football just like a lot of other people. But you could put all those teams that's in it right now in a hat and pick one out. Like, there's no dominant team in the AFC. And for the Steelers, you know, to be hitting the stride right now, it's like, it's eye-opening, mind-blowing, man. So I'm definitely with you. I think they can make a run if everything falls right. They get the right matchups. I think they can definitely make a run and win two playoff games.
I mean, it seems obvious to me now that they're at least going to be competitive in whatever playoff games, whatever teams they run into. Like I asked Natalie, which teams she feared, Houston and Houston, they might have the best defense in football, but I can guarantee you if Houston played the Steelers, especially here, that would be a very competitive football game. And with what they did to Jahmyr Gibbs yesterday and that offense for three quarters anyway,
man,
I could see them shutting out, which is a very mediocre Houston offense.
And not only that, Jude, but listen, CCC, we getting Harmon back is huge.
Yes.
That will slow down the run. And now that you got three, possibly four corners that can play, like, I don't know, man. Like, if you got Pierre, you got Echols, you got Samuels and Joey Porter out there. Listen, man, listen, I'm just saying. I ain't saying we're going to the Super Bowl, but I'm definitely with you. You got
this is the happiest I ever heard you, Rob.
Huh?
This is the happiest I ever heard you.
Oh, man, I was Texas City Limits yesterday watching the game. I can't believe what I'm watching, man. I couldn't believe it.
I can't believe it either. I can't believe it. I can't believe this is the team that played the Bills 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, exactly. And the big guy was on it this morning talking about, you remember the Buffalo game? Yeah, I remember Buffalo losing to Miami and Atlanta, too. Everybody got some wars, Joe.
Yeah.
Everybody got a couple games that they wasn't supposed to play like that. Don't just do it to the Steelers. Everybody in the National Football League has had a couple bad games, man.
And I don't know. I don't know if any quarterback right now is playing better than Aaron Rodgers. I appreciate the call, man. I mean, he is just, like I said, he's on a heater right now. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And he's just dissecting defenses at the line of scrimmage. Just dissecting them. Romo was breaking it down yesterday. Changing plays, you know. I'm trying to think of which one that Romo really broke down. It was the little square signal that Rodgers made at the line. And then somebody just broke wide open. It might have been Thielen. And then there were a few others. That little play, it's almost like a basketball play, where Rodgers has the ball. He's moving to his right, and there's a defender between him and Mount Washington, usually glued to Mount Washington, and then they start to come toward Rodgers, and it's just, he just flips it over them. And here's another thing I loved, a limitless wonder. A couple times, including for one first down, Gainwell and Warren in the same backfield. One on the left, one on the right, both available to leak out. You have to account for that. That has to cut down on a blitz, first of all. And then secondly, even if you account for them, are you going to be able to cover them out of the backfield? Like, did you see that? It was a Gainwell play,
yeah.
A throw to him to the left, and you could see Warren leaking out on the right. That's trouble.
Yeah, they really haven't utilized both backs in the backfield, or at least in a similar type of formation all season. And maybe they should explore doing that more with the limitations that they have at wide receiver two.
Do they have that many limitations right now? Because it strikes me that Thielen, if he's healthy, is a guy that does what he does, gets open and makes catches.
And if we knew Scotty Miller was going to be able to come back to life and have three catches on three straight plays.
Did you see the last one? He was Antonio Brown.
Yeah. What a play by Scotty.
But Thielen made some big catches. Like we talked about the miraculous play by Gainwell. That doesn't happen if the Steelers don't convert third and longs before that. Freiermuth feels like he's more involved. I think their weaponry is fine. In fact, I think it's an advantage because with a lot of those guys, they don't have to change personnel.
Yeah.
Mount Washington can block and catch, right? Their running backs can do, they're both do everything backs.
Who would have thought that pitches to Jonnu Smith would work?
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Man, they're starting to work now.
Another 15-yard run.
Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you, and it's 11:27, time to make the smart call. Buell Insurance, 724-443-5610. I feel happy today. I think all the losing and the negativity does weigh me down. It really does. It's like, what am I supposed to talk about after they lose to Buffalo like that? What else is there to talk about? They're sitting here at 6-6. They just got plastered. They stink on offense. They stink on defense. And the entire football world had them written off. I defy anybody out there to call me at 928-9370 and say you predicted a 3-game winning streak coming out of that debacle. But here we are, and it feels good. It feels fun. It feels festive. It feels right for the holidays, doesn't it, Limits?
Yeah, I mean, it feels better because you have confidence in who's playing the quarterback position and the very highly compensated defense played for a large portion of the game.
What is there not to like?
Like a highly compensated defense.
What's there not to like right now?
Well,
that would be my question. What is there not to like?
I think skeptics right now would say, if a pick play doesn't get called, St. Brown is easily in the end zone.
No, no, no. Look at the roster and the depth chart. You tell me right now, what is there not to like about how guys are playing at various positions? Tell me.
Other than injuries, I don't really think that there's much you could point to. Dylan Cook has been very good.
He's been a revelation.
How about Pete at left guard played well? And how they've moved Spencer Anderson around? We've seen MVS and Thielen in time when they need them be able to contribute? And I thought the defensive line played one of its best games all season, if not its best. Keanu Benton with a sack early on to set the tone. Harmon played very well. And even Y.A. Black, as he let everyone know, was there for the taking. So I was very impressed with a lot of different units that they had. Asante Samuel got beat on the touchdown to Raymond, but he's played well. And Joey Porter Jr. has come on.
He's come on to the point where he's just, to me right now, a legitimately really good player, Joey Porter Jr. 412-928-9370. Who's next, oh, Limitless Wonder?
Here is Anthony in Oakland to chime in.
Hey, Anthony.
Hey, thank you, and have a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you.
You too,
my
buddy.
My good friend, Joe. Hey, Joe, you know, the Detroit people and some folks on television are complaining about the offensive interference call of Detroit in that last series.
The first one, right?
Yes. But let's go back to what happened with Mr. Washington, who was standing stationary when a defender ran into him, and they took a touchdown from DK away from the Steelers.
Yeah, I hear you on that. I do. I think the complaint here is that their guy got guided into Duggar by Joey Porter Jr., and I can see that. But I can also see the call. Like, it wasn't egregious to me. It literally could have gone either way. They probably could have gotten away without calling anything there. Let's put it this way. If I was a Detroit fan looking at that, I'd be way more angry at that one than the second one, because the second one was just blatantly obvious, right?
Yes. And as a Steeler fan, I was screaming at the one on Washington, because Washington did not initiate anything. He was just standing there. It looked egregious because the defender hit him, and it was like hitting a building, but it was not pass interference or offensive pass interference. It was ridiculous. It was not a pick play. But you know what? I'm seeing similar to when Tom Brady went to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and took over the offensive play calling from Bruce Arians, and that team ascended. And I think that's what happened after that Buffalo game. I think Rodgers said, look, if I'm going to go down, I'm going to go down the way I want to go down. And I need people that I can count on. And you know, you remember he exploded after he audibled and the tight end went the wrong way instead of down the middle. That's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing an assertive quarterback who's in his 21st year saying, I'm going to take over this offense. And that's what we're saying.
Man, I agree with you. Really. And Tony Romo, and thank you, Anthony, and happy holidays, said it right at the beginning of the broadcast that it reminded him of Brady in Tampa when he first got there in this way. It actually took Brady a while to truly get going. That's the truth from that season. You forget that team, I'm looking at it right now, was 7-5 after a loss to the Chiefs in which Brady was picked off twice. He had games, his first game with the Bucs, he gave up two pick sixes in New Orleans. He got intercepted again the next week. He had some good games, and then he came back with no touchdowns and three picks in a 38-3 loss to the Saints. Then they lose two in a row to the Rams and Chiefs in late November, when Brady throws five touchdowns but gets picked off four times in those two games. And then suddenly, just like this team, he and they took off. And I don't know how much there is to what Anthony said about Rodgers saying, listen, if we're going to go down, I'm going to go down swinging, and I'll go rogue if I want a little bit. Which you want. That's rogue might be a term that is interpreted negatively. You want to give more of the offense to him. In fact, I heard something to the effect that he told Gainwell, I think Gainwell, Cabali was saying on the morning show, that Gainwell said Rodgers told him before that play, before the end of the half, just go deep. I'll wing it up there.
I'm fine with Aaron just
that
digging
type of
some
thing.
Things up in the dirt and executing it.
I think the Brady comparisons from that first year in Tampa are apt. I think they're right on the money. And then you saw him absolutely take off from December on. I think he threw 8, 10, 12 touchdowns and one pick as they ended the year on a four-game winning streak. Then he riddled the Commanders and the Saints. Then him and Rodgers had a very strange sort of divisional playoff game. No, that was the NFC Championship. where he threw three picks, but they still came back to win the game. And then in the Super Bowl, he was great again.
Joe, I have an update on DK Metcalf as well for you from Tom Pelissero.
Please.
So, according to Pelissero, DK Metcalf had a history with the Lions fan that he confronted on Sunday.
Yeah.
So, Metcalf reported the same fan to Seahawks security last season while playing for Seattle, according to sources telling Pelissero, where he writes, the NFL is reviewing the incident for potential discipline. So, there's already a history there.
Do you have the Chad Ochocinco? What name does that guy go by now?
Ochocinco.
Did I ever tell
there
you?
There were some things that I had to bleep, and I was a little concerned with actually playing it.
Okay. But what was the gist of what
he
said?
The gist of it was that what Ochocinco heard...
From Metcalf, he says.
He did say from Metcalf?
Yes, he did.
Okay. Is that the Lions fan called him a racial slur, and also he called a really bad slur about DK Metcalf's mom.
Okay. Now I'm going Steelers Depot posted this story from the podcast. It's Chad Johnson, he goes by now, with Shannon Sharp on their podcast. And as it says on Steelers Depot, at first, Johnson did not say where the source, what his source was. Minutes later, Johnson shared it was Metcalf himself. So that's why when I was writing yesterday, I wanted to wait and see what was actually said. So then you get to decide. Well, I think it's important to throw in, was the guy himself quoted too? The fan with the blue wig?
Yes.
What does he say?
Let me make sure I can find it here to give proper. It was the Detroit Free Press that ended up talking to him.
Yeah.
And basically, he said that he called DK Metcalf by his full name.
Right.
And that he was just wanting and he refused. The thing I thought was really interesting is that the Lions fan would not give his full name at first. He said, I'm just like massive Lions fan. So what the Lions fan told the Detroit Free Press was, my full name, or he said he doesn't like his government name. I called him that, and then he grabbed me and ripped my shirt.
All right, so we have competing stories, you know? The question is, if it was as bad as Metcalf said it was, and that's pretty damn horrible, do we then defend him? Or does the league say, all right, maybe we won't suspend you, maybe just fine you? It was a very odd sight to see an NFL player go over and engage a fan like that. There, you know, and to take a swipe at, really a punch at the guy's face.
I thought it was interesting that the fan said, I'm a little shocked, like everyone's talking to me. I'm a little rattled, but I just want the Lions to win, baby.
I mean, you go to a game in a blue wig and start harassing somebody from the front row, there's a real good chance this day and age you're going to be on social media at the very least. Yes.
Yeah.
So I'm going to continue to reserve judgment on that one. Until I find out more, if we do indeed find out more. You know, my inclination is to say, no matter how bad it is, you know, that could really, really, like, imagine if next week's game, it's pretty big anyway, especially if the Ravens win. But imagine if the Steelers had lost that game yesterday. And yet, it's sort of like the spitting incident with Jalen Ramsey. How can you not defend somebody's right to stand up for themselves in that situation? You know what I mean?
Especially if this is a fan that DK Metcalf has already reported and there is a pre-existing bad relationship here and the fan is purposely going down the stairs to try to mock Metcalf. Like, again, going over there is not the answer.
No, the mocking isn't. It's about what was allegedly said.
Correct.
I mean, if it was just a mocking or jeering or things like that, then it's 100% Metcalf cannot do that and can't go near the guy. I wonder, did anybody, I wish that Metcalf had asked somebody to address the guy. Maybe he did. That's what I'm saying. I need to know more before I really feel comfortable, you know, having an opinion on this. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, we need DK Metcalf to talk and hear his side of it before I will give full judgment on everything.
Yeah. 412-928-9370. We have the report card coming up, top of the hour. Up next, let's go over some of the decisions in this game. Decisions, the calls that happened, and there were many of them. Dan Campbell going for three early in the game on a fourth and, was it fourth and three?
Yes, it was. When they went for it on fourth down inside the five you're talking about?
Yes, yeah. Early in the game. Let's talk about all the key decisions from this game.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Lots and lots of key decisions in this game, but first limits. Let's hit the phone lines again. As a quick recap to the entire show so far, I am now at least envisioning the possibility that the Steelers could be in the Super Bowl this whole year. And really, many years running, it feels like it's been all about a playoff game. Can they win a playoff game? I actually think, based on what I have now seen, that they could win multiple playoff games. I do. I'd be an idiot not to say that at this point. Nobody on the planet, and I would have to believe even some people in that room, if you gave them a lie detector test after the Buffalo game, believed that this could happen. Ben called this a litmus test game on his podcast. Pat Fryermuth called it a statement game. To me, the statement is we can play with anybody anywhere. Maybe I've lost my mind. 928-9370. Limits, let's go to the phone lines, shall we?
Here's our guy Dennis and Shaler to chime in.
Hey, Dennis.
Hey, Jeff. So I wanted to call you and tell you, I speak with Austin a couple different times, and he actually knows I actually predicted these three wins in a row.
He actually
from the
did.
Buffalo win.
He actually did.
I wanted to give him his props.
So he's the one.
Yeah. Dennis is the reason.
Well,
yes.
What made you do that, Dennis? I actually think, even though they have done it, that you were crazy to make the prediction.
That's what I said to him.
But go ahead.
I think something changed with Aaron Rodgers. I think once he got injured, that kind of was a big hit to him.
He looked like he was 1,000 years old against Buffalo. How could you possibly have foreseen that he was going to come out of that Buffalo debacle playing really well?
Because that was his change. That was his realization that he wasn't the same quarterback he was 5-10 years ago. He needed to make changes. He needed to actually be the offensive leader that we needed him to be. And I really think something changed after that game, whether it was the fans' reaction, the booing, the fire Tomlin, whatever it was. I think he sat that team down and he said, look, this is what we got to do. I know how we're going to win a Super Bowl, and this is what we got to do it. And I think the rest of the team just finally bit into it, and this is the offense that we should have been expecting from week one. We've had the same talent. The only acquisition we've really changed was Thielen. But other than that, we've had the same offensive core the whole time. I think something just clicked after that Buffalo game, and they really realized they needed to come together.
Well, that's
as an
a fact. That's a fact that it has clicked. And I do agree with you that Rodgers was the, you know, the guy who set this all in motion. He came out for that Ravens game in Baltimore like a man possessed. He did. Like I exactly. think we were at an inflection point with their season right then. It was either going to completely fall apart, maybe the whole Tomlin era, or it was going to come together. And he, more than anybody else, the way that he approached that game, the way that he played, the fire he played with, the precision he played with, you're right about that. But that's looking back in hindsight. You had the foresight to predict it. I'm not sure I believe this, Dennis and Shayla. Are you on the record anywhere saying the Steelers are going to win their next three?
I specifically told Austin week to week.
Where was this?
Yeah, just
where was this?
When I see Dennis, okay, I try to interact with our listeners all the time.
Tell me where you saw Dennis after the Buffalo game, before the Baltimore game, where Dennis said to you, "Limits, I see a winning streak coming, including Detroit." You tell me where and when that happened and how it was phrased.
I was hanging out with some of my buddies around the stadium,
where?
And I ran into Dennis.
Okay, and what did Dennis? What stadium?
Heinz Field,
Acrisure
Stadium.
After the Bills game.
Not like the day after the Bills game, but yeah, the week after.
Before the Baltimore game.
Before the Baltimore game.
Why were you guys hanging around Acrisure Stadium on an off day? What were you doing down there?
Why not? There's a lot of things to do down there on the North Shore, Joe.
This sounds very fishy, Limits.
Very fishy? You don't believe me.
You went to hang around the stadium on a Tuesday, what, afternoon?
Joe, there's a lot of great restaurants and a lot of good bars down there.
Tell me exactly where you were.
Do you want me to tell you the exact spot?
Yes.
The exact location.
Yes, I do.
Exact latitude and longitude.
Where were you when Dennis said this? Just the spot. Which bar?
We were down there.
We were at Tequila Cowboy.
Yeah.
Tequila Cowboy. You see Dennis. Maybe Dennis has had a few. Maybe he hasn't. What does Dennis say to you?
He said to me, "Austin, you might think I'm crazy, but I think they're going to win the next three." And I said, "You know what, Dennis? I do think you're crazy. Look how they're playing right now against
Buffalo."
All right.
I believe Limits. The man's never told a lie. He's like a miniature Abe Lincoln. Thank you, Dennis.
I'm like Pinocchio. My nose will grow.
You're the only one in America who saw it coming. Certainly the only one in Pittsburgh.
It's happening again the next two as well. And I do believe they are going to win at least one in the playoffs. I'm not sure about round two, but I do think they're winning that first round in the playoffs.
So do I at this point. I think they're going to win a playoff game and maybe more. And I appreciate the call. I'll give you credit for that. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. Listen to this. The Assisted Goals Foundation is helping keep kids in hockey. Join us December 27th and 28th at the RMU Island Sports Center Garden Rink during the Nutcracker Tournament for an equipment sale. Shop discounted used gear from 11 to 4 each day. Sale proceeds help support annual scholarships. Thanks to partners Played Again Sports, Cranberry Township, the Assisted Goals Foundation, helping keep kids in hockey. And you can listen to the Pomp and Joe Show on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. Next.
Here is Chad. He's in Virginia.
Hello, Chad.
There's a lot of great.
Turn down your radio,
Chad,
if you could.
Chad?
Exactly.
Chad. Hang up, please,
Chad's
Limits.
Not there. All right, here is John. He's in Connellsville.
What's up, John?
How you doing, guys?
Good. You?
I want to know what you thought. If we're on a hot streak and we beat Cleveland, do you think, I guess you absolutely got to sit players, but is that big for us if you're on a rolling down and beating all these guys? Or do you, what do you think? Is it going to hurt us by sitting the players? What do you think?
That's always a good question when you're in a great rhythm like they are offensively. But man, to get that rest, I said this last week, that I think the difference between them winning or losing again in the first round would be whether they get a rest or not for that Ravens game. I mean, to get essentially a bye before your playoff game,
That'd be the perfect time to have it.
I think so. With the age on your team, a lot of your best players are getting up there, including your quarterback, including your defensive captain. You've got a guy coming back from a lung situation that we're all still wondering, is he going to play at all? I mean, that can only help. Jalen Ramsey, everybody, all these guys. This can only help. And by the way, I give the Steelers a lot of credit for moving on from their mistakes. A lot of people get stubborn when they make a personnel choice in pro sports and they won't move on. Like Darius Slay is a really well-respected guy. And it was just time. They replaced him and then they moved on from him. And I give Mike Tomlin a lot of credit for that. He gave him, you know, the respect when they said, will Pierre start for him? He said no, even though Pierre did wind up starting for him in the next game. He replaced Darius Slay with a guy who played better. And I respect that. And they moved on from him. And they moved on from Thornhill. And they improved their team. And they were willing to sit Roman Wilson instead of saying, like a lot of people were, oh, you got to see what you have in this guy. You got to put him on the field. See, no, you don't. You're here to win. And I think what they've done has underscored this all-in concept. You know, they really are all in this year to win. And so Roman Wilson doesn't get to play. Guys who are dependable do. So they went out and found one in Adam Thielen, who looked pretty dependable to me yesterday. And now Aaron Rodgers has weapons that he's clearly comfortable with all over the field. And I think that's a really good thing. It sure looks that way. Next.
Here is Zach. He's in Aspinwall and would like to chime in.
Hello, Zach in Aspinwall. How are you?
Hey, Joe. Doing well. Hey, Limits. Happy holidays to you both.
You too, man. What's up?
All right. Couple things. So yesterday's game was great. You could even say it was incrinculent, Joe, as you like to say.
Sure you could, yeah.
But the one thing I think they could have done better, the Steelers' last offensive drive, I think they could have done a better job at clock management. So I think you had at least two guys, Darnell and Jonnu, run out of bounds. And then
you're going to have to refresh my memory. I'm so like obsessed with what happened at the end of the game. Tell me what happened on their second last drive.
Yeah, so at least the throw to Darnell Washington, it went over Aiden Hutchinson.
Yeah.
Darnell caught it, I think, on the outside of the hash, but he turned upfield and then went toward the sideline and then got pushed out of bounds. That stopped the clock.
Mm.
And then I think a play or two later, they ran the counter to Jonnu up around the left side, and he got the first down, and then he went toward the sideline. He also got tackled out of bounds. That stopped the clock.
Okay, and then they missed the field goal, right?
They missed the field goal, but the play before the field goal, I think it was a 3rd and 8, they went for a pass, which I didn't really understand. They were already well within Boswell's range. Why not run the ball again, either continue to burn the clock or force Dan Campbell to use that last timeout?
Maybe. I have to go back and look at all that, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
But I think, aren't we nitpicking a little bit here?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. But clock management is a big part of big games coming down the stretch. And
no doubt.
I think it was just a big part of that game.
Now I can't remember which football game I saw. Thank you for the call, because I watched probably 100 of them this weekend, but somebody somewhere completely butchered the clock. Was it Campbell at the end of the first half? Yes, it was.
Well, I mean, the way they handled that was poorly, too.
When before the Steelers, who knew the Steelers were going to convert 3rd and longs, Campbell was letting the clock run from like 55 to 41 seconds before calling timeout before a 3rd and long. What was he doing? Maybe he knew what was coming. I don't know, Limits, but we have to go.
I was just so stunned that Chris Boswell missed that field goal too, by the way.
I mean, it was on account of a combination of, it looked like a bad snap.
Yeah, it was low.
And it looked like,
from Waitman.
Was it?
Yeah, I thought the hold was good.
I got to look at that again. I thought that the snap was low.
It was.
But it wasn't on the ground. And then it seemed to get pinned to the ground for a second. I got to go back and look at that. Something went wrong with the operation.
Yeah, it didn't skip. I think the snap was just low from
I know
from
it wasn't
Coons.
A perfect snap. No. I know that. But that was incredible.
The ball seemed like it was still in a good position for Boswell to be able to
seemed
knock
like
it through.
It. Yeah. Well, but your timing is already off on that one, I think.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.